Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simen Tof Resh Nun Aleph. We had one last little Mishnah Brura to finish off in Sif Beis in yesterday's share, and that is the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Brura said that on the Mechaber telling us that you have to hold the Esrog and the Lulav in the way that they're growing, Roshei and Lamala, the top part is on the top and the bottom part is on the bottom. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Esrog, Kishutali Bo'ilan, when the Esrog is hanging on the tree, Uktso Lamala, it's actually the bottom part is hanging up because the weight of the fruit makes it hang down. Nevertheless, we don't consider that Derech Gidilusan. Mikol Moko, Mikre Derech Gidiloso, Uktso Lamata. So we consider the way it should grow at the beginning when it starts off that way, when it's not so heavy, so you have the okits at the bottom and the pitim toward the top. It's only when it gets heavier, elishaperos machbidinoso, that it turns around and goes the other way. So the derer gidilosim for the esrog, very important, is that the okits is at the bottom and the pitim is towards the top. One last thing, the Ber Hetev said in Os Ches that you take the esrog in the left hand, so he says, v'yaktim nitilas esrog b'smol. He says that first, when you're taking it out, you take the esrog first and you put it into your left hand, and only afterwards, v'achakach ha'lulav b'yomin. You take the lulav in your right hand. And he says, k'shemenicho, when you then put it back, o nos noli acher, or you give it to somebody else, nosina lulav t'chila k'mo b'tfilin. You do it the exact opposite way, like the tefillin. You put the shol yad on first, and then you put on shel rosh, and then you take the shel rosh off first, and then you take off the shel yad. So he says the same thing is with lulav and esrog. You take with the left hand the esrog, and then you take the right hand the lulav, and then when you put it away, you put the right hand lulav away first, and then you put away the esrog afterwards. We'll see now, however, in Sif Gimel, that this is a discussion amongst the poskim. Let's go to now Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Iter, a person who's a lefty, he is what's called Iter Yad. He switches his hands around. In other words, his dominant hand is his left hand. About 5, maybe 10% of the population are lefties, and therefore there are a lot of halachos that apply differently to a lefty than to a righty. So Iter Yad, a person who's a lefty, no tel lulav biyamin kol adam. He takes the lulav in the right hand of every person. The esrog with small kol adam, and he takes the esrog in the left hand of every person. In other words, a lefty doesn't do it any differently than a righty. The bosa yomin usmal di almo azlina, that you follow what is the right and left of a normal person in the world. The majority of the people are righties, and therefore even a lefty takes the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. The lo bosa yomin usmal di day, and he doesn't take into account the fact that his right hand, i.e. his stronger hand, is his left hand. And his weaker hand, which is what other people call their left hand, is really his right hand, so we ignore that in regards to the din of lulav and esrog. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Yudches, the Davko Tfilin, Shu Daraisa, only in regards to the Tfilin, which is within Daraisa, do we say that the lefty puts his Tfilin on the right hand. Ita Azil Basa Yomin Didei, he puts the Tfilin on his right hand. Avo Lulav, the Nitiloso Biyominhu, the Rabbanon, Mishum Chashivusu Biyama, but by Lulav and Esrog, which is the only reason that we take it, Bedavka, the Lulav in the right hand, is because it has the three species, so you put that in the quote dominant hand. So here, this is only a din derabbanan demonstrating your chavivus, because as we pointed out yesterday, if you did it the other way around, your yotzei, the diesh bought tlosa mitzvos. So the right hand has three mitzvos. Iter who could call adam. So in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says that a lefty does it the way that a righty does it, and holds the lulav and the hadasim and the aravos in his right hand, even though that's his weaker hand. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason for this. For tam hayeshomim. We'll see in a moment that there is a Yeshomim that the Ramah is bringing down that holds the opposite, that a lefty holds the lulav, hadasim, and the aravos in his stronger hand, which is his left hand. We'll see, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the reason for that is the sover de azlinon boser di day kimobatula, that no, according to this opinion, the lefty follows his own personal stronger hand, which in this case is his left hand. The issue footnote number 31 brings down, if the rav of the shul is a lefty, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that while in his own house he can take it according to the way the Ramah says that he would hold the lulav in his left hand, which is his strong hand, when he's in shul, in order to show and demonstrate to the people the right halacha and not to have a pirud, a discrepancy in the way he holds it and the way most of the people hold it, so the rav in the shul should hold it even though he's a lefty and at home he holds it, the lulav in his left hand, in shul he should hold the lulav in his right hand. And this is done because of Kavod HaTzibur. And he says as well, the Shliach Tzibur, brings up from Nitei Gavriel, the Shliach Tzibur, also, if he's a lefty, holds the lulav in his right hand, even though at home he takes it himself to Yotzi the Bracha, he does it in his left hand, he holds the lulav. The Rav and the Chazan should follow the majority of the Tzibur, V'yeshlo lismoch al shitas mechaber, and they can be Yotzi this way because they can rely upon the mechaber, who says that's the way they should do l'chatchila, even though they personally normally follow the Ramah. So at home, when they want to be Yotzi, they can do it that way, but in shul, they should do it publicly the way that everybody else does. That's a very interesting thing. Now we go to the Ramah, which brings down this Yeshomim Hagov. Yeshomim that linam bossi yim in the day, that the lefty takes the lulav in his stronger hand, which is his left hand. V'yeshlito la lulav biyom in the day, in his left hand. V'esrog b'smol di day, and he takes the esrog in his weaker hand, which is his right hand. And this is brought down the name of the Rosh, and the Rebbeinu Yeruchim, and the Mariv Yital. And the Ramah paskins v'chein noagu v'chein ikri. He says this is the proper way for a lefty to conduct himself. And in the Ber Heitev, Os Tes, he brings down, this is the Haskamas of the majority of the Achronim as well, and he says, look in the Taz for a detailed discussion. Ramah continues and he says, Vim hi fech yotzo, he brings down from the Mariel and the Minhagim, that if you switched it around, which the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Yotes, Hainu, whether you're a lefty and you do it switched around, or you're righty and do it switched around. Hainu, bein itar, or bein mishenu itar. If a righty were to take the lulav in his left hand, or a lefty following the Ramah's opinion, however he did it wrong, and he took it in the right hand, Im hi fech v'not halulav b'smolov, yes, or b'yemino, yotze. If you flip it around, you're yotze. However, v'yesh machmirim b'zeh, there is one machmir opinion here. This is really the Magen Avraham. V'yal kein tov lachzor v'litlo b'lo brocha. Since the Magen Avraham says you're not yotzei, so in order to fulfill the Magen Avraham, so go take it again, but don't make a new brocha because the majority of the poskim say that in fact you are yotzei. So therefore, go take it a second time, just to fulfill this Magen Avraham's chumrah. Now, in the Shaar Tzion Oschav Gimel, he brings down that he uses the lashon tov. Chavetz Chaim says, why did I use a Lashon Tov over here in the Mishnah Berurah? He says, because the El Yerabba writes that the Das Kol HaPoskim Dim Hefel Yotze, since everybody but one opinion, the Das Yichidoy of the Magen Avraham, says that you don't have to do that because you're a Yotze. But he says, that's why it says Tov. Why should we go against the Magen Avraham if we have an easy option to go like the Magen Avraham? We continue with the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'sholei Pishtei Yodav, a person who's ambidextrous, no telalulu biyomin v'yeser b'smol. Kikol Odom. He brings out from the Kolbo that an ambidextrous person should function as a righty in this regard, and definitely take the lulav in his right hand and the esrog in his left hand. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chof tells us, "Rotsu lomar shoser kol hamlocha b'shteim shava b'shava." He's totally ambidextrous. He can do each of the melachos equally well as right or left hand. So that person should be functioning like a righty. However, avol minokelo lasos b'smol. But in fact, he can do it with both hands. But it's much easier for him to use his left hand. But he could do it with his right hand. That's not called somebody who's really ambidextrous. That person is a lefty who happens to be just pretty skilled that he can do things with his right hand as well. The issue number 32 goes through a discussion. What happens if you do some things with the right hand, some things with the left hand? So in regards to the tefillin, we say that the writing is the ikka because it says ukshartim uksaftim. So therefore, those two go together. However, in regards to the lulav, he first brings down the opinion tzorich lachachas alulav b'smolo shehi etzlo yomin. He should take the lulav, the lefty should take the lulav in his right hand, which is his weaker hand, even though he writes with his left hand better than with his right hand, because this has nothing to do with taking a lulav in esrog. That's a special din by tefillin. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Adam Shein Lo Yad, Rachmana Litzlan, a person doesn't have a hand. It could be either through Nebuch, an accident of some sort, he was born without hands, or it could be because his hands are very weak. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan has a stroke. So no tel lulav bizroa, then he takes the lulav in his arm. That means, for example, underneath his armpit, he holds it with his arm. He has his upper arm. He just doesn't have the hands. So he holds the lulav and esrog underneath his arm, in between his arm and his body, in his armpit, so to say. V'chein esrog. And he does the same thing. If he doesn't have both hands, he does it on the left side as well with the esrog. Mishmur explains, Rotsu lo marisiv kotin chof alef, she'en lo yadayim klal. He doesn't have any hands at all. Rachmona litzlan. Then, no tel lulav bizro shoyomin. He takes with the upper extremity that he has on the right side, the chen esrog bizroh small, the same thing with the esrog on his left side, the mi ksiv ulekachtim biyat. It doesn't say that you have to take it in your hand, it says ulekachtim, which means you could take it in a way that's considered taking it, which is the upper arm as well. The issue footnote number 33 brings down, why does it say he doesn't have any hands at all? So the Shari Tshuva here brings down, shuadin kishyesh lodan. This same thing would apply even if he doesn't have functional hands. For example, his hands aren't functioning because let's say he had a stroke, or they're in casts or something like that. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds, shuadin im yodav koavos. If his hands are painful, ben yocholito ben, they're so painful for whatever the reason, he can't go and take the lulav with them. So then you can take it with your upper arm, hold it against your body, and that would be acceptable as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Beis. Hainu Beis Hashechi. He tells us, yeah, the upper arm, like I said, in the armpit area. B'meish Kanet, if he has an upper arm, even though he doesn't have a hand, no Til B'marifuko, then he can take it with that part of the hand as well. That's also called taking it. Abol ain lo zroa klal. If he doesn't have an arm at all, not even an upper arm, ain li tova pet. Don't take it in your mouth because dezel lab lekichah. That's not considered taking it klal at all. It's brought down the name of the prima gudim, but the Bikur Yaakov argues. Bikur Yaakov cholik alav ein sham. Look in the Bikur Yaakov, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 35. He brings down shavagav shalagavi nitilas machte bishinov bavodas hamikdash. The Gemara in Yuma says shem lifnei melech basav adam ein onsid kain lifnei melech balchem locham akosh bochol achas. You shouldn't do that. That it says there in terms of taking a frying pan, if the kohen doesn't have arms, he can't take it in his mouth because you wouldn't do that in front of an earthly king. So he certainly shouldn't do that in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that's specifically a din in avodas hakohuna. But in doing a mitzvah, the first opinion that we bring down here in Dishuvot number 35 is it's not a pagam in the kavod to do it this way because this is also called taking it and doing the mitzvah. Second reason he brings down, he's an anus, he has no choice. So therefore, it's not a pagam in the kavod in doing it this way. Ratzi Pesach Frank brings down a nafkamina here between these two reasons. He says, let's say the guy has arms, but he wishes to take it in his mouth. According to the first opinion, well, taking it in your mouth is called taking it, and it would be good. According to the second opinion, then it's no pagam because you have an onus. So if you don't have an onus, then it is a pagam, and you can't do it. The issue footnote number 34 says, what about putting the esrog on your back, the lulav of an esrog on your back, and taking it that way? So the Yaivitz brings down, you can't be Yotze Yehovah in that fashion. That's a derek bizoyon, and that's worse than taking it in your armpit. That's not considered a derek kovot to have it on your back. Some bring down, there's also a problem of a chatzitza between your clothing and the esrog. But on the other hand, the Sfasem says, minitila ala kosev, yeshli sorim behidr mitzvah. Well, it's not the most perfect way to do this. It's a lack of hidr mitzvah, but it's mashma from that, the bidyevit, you'd be Yotze if you just put it on your back and carried it that way. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Gimel. He says to do the same thing with the esrog. What happens if a person, Baruch Shem, has one arm? He doesn't have both arms missing, but he has one arm missing only. So yitol alulub osel yad. Then he takes the lulub in that hand. Let's say it's his left hand even. Afilu small, nechshev esetzol yamin. Whatever hand he has, it's considered his stronger hand. So even if he's a righty previously, Rachman al-Islam, he got into an accident, and now his right hand was cut off, so he takes the lulub in his left hand, which now is his stronger hand. The esrog bizroa shekinegdo. And then you take the esrog on your right side against your body in your armpit. If you can't do it that, so then take the lulav first with your one hand, put it down, and then take the esrog with your one hand and put it down, and as we'll see in Sif Yud Beis, you can do it one after the other and be yotze, albeit that's not the optimum way to do it, but you could be yotze. So therefore, if you only have one hand and you can't do the zroa of your other hand, let's say Rechman Hassan, the person lost his arm at the shoulder, so he has no zroa at all, so then pick it up first with your one hand, the lulav and the hadas and the aravos with your hand, then put it down, and then pick up the esrog, and you'll be yotze in that fashion. Sifhei. Mechaber writes, Yevarech al entilas lulav v'shech yonu kodem shiitol esrog k'dei sheyevarech over las yoso. When you're going to make the bracha, so on the first day you make the al entilas lulav as well as the shech yonu, so before you go and pick up the esrog, you go and make the bracha, because you always make a bracha right immediately prior to doing the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Dalet, Mitam de Ein Levarach called him Shit Lenu Laluva. You can't go and do this before you take the lulav. That's improper not to have something in your hand. The Lo Mistabel Levarach Boch Lulav Munach Bakli. You can't have the lulav lying in the lulav zekel, and then you'll take it out and go do the taking of the lulav and taking the esrog. And likewise, Uchein Ein Levarach. You can't take it after you've already held the lulav and the adas and the aravos and the esrog. That's not right. Because you have to go and do the bracha immediately prior to fulfilling the mitzvah. And you don't fulfill the mitzvah until you take all four. Therefore, hilkach, what the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber is telling us is, you take the lulav in your right hand, you're holding the lulav, the adas and the aravos in your right hand, then you make the bracha, and then you take the esrog. And this way, the bracha is immediately over lasios, right prior immediately to doing the mitzvah. Because until you take the esrog, ma'akvin zezeh. Therefore, you're not yotze. If you only have three minim, you're not yotze. You can't make a bracha. Hilkach mikre over liyasiyosin. Therefore, before you take the esrog, it's called over liyasiyosin. Now, there are a number of very interesting dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu footnote number 36 he brings down. In order to make the bracha properly, he says, yeshli tolas halulav tchila v'yachakachas esrog. And the Chayyadim writes, and this is also brought down the Stei Chamed, and other poskim as well, including the Kavachayim, say that this is the Minogolim. On the other hand, the Magen of Ram brings down in the name of the Shalah, First, you should take the esrog in your left hand, and then take the lulav, because in the pasuk it first says priyetz other, and only afterwards it says kapos tamar. Now, when you put it down at the conclusion of doing the mitzvah, so the Magen Avraham writes, put down the lulav first, and then put down the esrog. This is what we said before from the Ber Heitev. And this is like tefillin, as we said, you took the shel yad on, then you put the shel rosh on, but when you take it off, you take the shel rosh off first, and then the shel yad. However, the Dogum of Ravava disagrees, and he says, that has a specific din in lulav. It says, ukshatel yosei yadecha, and then l'tol tovos bein enecha. What does it have to do with lulav? And the Sfasema says, based upon Kabbalistic ideas, you shouldn't specifically compare it to the tefillin. And this is all the Siddur Beis Yaakov from Rav Yaakov Emden. And he says, should be Gemara Mitzvah, at the conclusion of doing the lulav and esrog, l'salik mitchilas ha'esrog. First you put down the esrog, and then you put down the lulav. And this is the way Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal conducted himself. The issue for number 37 brings down, if you're holding on to the Arba Minim before Olos HaShachar, and you're holding them throughout the entire period of time without picking them up until the Netzach Hama, so then, according to the first opinion that he brings down here, you wouldn't be Yotzi Lekicha. That's not called Lekicha. On the other hand, he does bring down that those that would say that this is called Lekicha as well, and you're indeed Yotze just by holding it, your chova of taking the Lulav and Esrog. The issue for number 39 brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, Minog Olam Ka'ofan Arishon Hamuva B'Shulchan Aruch, that everybody does it like the first way that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that you hold the Lulav in your hand and don't pick up the Esrog until you finish making the Bracha, then you pick up the Esrog. This is also brought down by the Bikur Yaakov, Odif Lasos Kain. And he says as well, from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shebirech Kishalulav Hoya B'Yemino, V'Yatzmolo Achuza B'Esrog, B'Lo Lagbio Min HaShulchan. He would hold on to the Esrog, but not lift it up. So he was immediately ready to go and do the mitzvah over Elas Yosin as soon as he made the Bracha. And he says it's better not to pick up the Esrog and hold it upside down like we do. He says, Misad Atzvarinira, Shad Shechozim Mahatech, till you go and turn it around, it's actually quicker to go pick it off from the table. So therefore, there's less of a break in between the bracha and you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah. On the other hand, the Sefer Chaim of Bracha brings down, the vast majority of people hold the esrog upside down, and as soon as they say the bracha, they turn it around, and they yotze then. Then you hold it the right way up, and you yotze in that fashion. The issue footnote 41 brings down that the minhag of the Chazon Ish was he didn't go and turn it over. He had in mind not to be yotze. He says when you go and turn it over, he brings down from the Chayyadam Roy Lasos Lechavin Shalolotzes Arachar Brocha Ki Idea Hifoch Osim Nikovim Yesro. He says sometimes by turning it over, you could make a little scratch in the Yesro. So he said the better way, as we'll bring down in Shulchan Aruch in a moment, is to have in mind what we call a negative kavana. Have in mind specifically not to be yotze, and therefore, even though we say Mitzvah Seinitz Riches Kavana, but if you have a specific kavana and not to be yotze, then you're not yotze. And then it's ready in the full set position to go. Everything is in the right way, facing in the right way. And the minute you say the bracha, now you say, I want to be yotze, and boom, no interruption, no delay, and no likelihood of somehow damaging the esrog by turning it over. Now let's go right to the Mechaber and see exactly what we already talked about. So he says another alternative the Mechaber brings down, and this is the name of the Ri in Tosfos. So he says, Yahafo ha esrog, Achivar, keep the esrog upside down, therefore you're not yotze because it's not kederek yiluso. And then, as soon as you finish the bracha, you turn it around, and that's the way many people do this. The Mishmur says, Sifkot and Chafei, Oketz Lamala, you put the Oketz on the top, the inner yotze is there, the bwin on derek yiluso, and as I just mentioned, has to be growing in the way, taken in the way that it's growing. Ukidel, Sif Beza, we learned in yesterday's year. Uliachar bracha, Yafoch, Oketz Lamata, kederek yiluso, yotze is there. Then you flip it around, and you yotze. He says, I am the Beis Yosef, the Yesh Odeitza, Shekol Masiyosin. He says, the Beis Yosef is another suggestion. Dainu Shiachavin Shalo Lotzis Ba Mitzvah Ad Achar Brocha. Have in mind specifically not to be Yotze until you intend to do so. And therefore, even though Yesh was in the right position, Derek Yilaso, you're not Yotze. Shiito Kulo Biyado. So you have them all in your hand in the right way, and you have in mind not to be Yotze until you finish the Brocha. He says, I am the Bira Grosh, because of the Zer Eitza, here Yosef, Mubcheresh, Shebukul. He says, this is the best Eitza. Now, dish foot number 42 brings down that the Vilna Gaon actually holds, you don't really need this at all. Because technically, he says, you never have Orel Es Yosin. Two reasons why not. Number one, from the Gemara in Psachim, Tiknu Es Nusach HaBrocha Al Netil Es Lulav. The rabbi said, we're doing an undertaking of the Lulav, which is Mashma Shel Yovar, and it's not Lito Lulav, which is Mashma Lehaba. Because you're already holding them, so how can you not be Yotze? And number two, since you're only flipping around the esrog, the others you were already beginning to be yotzi with, the lulav, the hadas, and the arovos, you're already yotzi. So how can you say this is over last yosin? Mishnah Berurah Sif Karnuch Abav tells us, if you forgot to make the bracha before you took it, you can still make the bracha afterwards. Because you still have the nanua in the halal or in the hoshanis afterwards that still are considered over al asiyasan, that you haven't finished off doing the mitzvah, you still have part of the mitzvah to do. See Deir Shufut, so 43 and 44 for additional interesting information, but with this we conclude today's share.